by God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Naaman, the leper. There was a little slave girl. Slave girl, no rights, no authority, no nothing. A slave, taken. In Naaman's house. But while she was there, evidently her influence started to get in throughout the house, because she suggested, she said, you know, if my master knew of the prophet in Israel, he could go and he could be healed. She had gained enough in her little metron of influence, in her little domain, for them to pay attention to and listen. You know the story, the king sent a message, and then the message got to Elijah. He said, send him. And he came, and now here's the key, though. She was a servant. So, you know, servants live in servants' quarters. And so they're rubbing shoulders with other servants. When Naaman went to be healed and Elijah told him, just go dip into Jordan, he got mad and went to, you know, just run off. But the servants, come on, see, the little girl had influenced the servants. The servant said, listen, master, if he had told you to do something great, you know, you'd have easily done that. But to do something as simple as this. You see, that little slave girl that had no authority had dominion in that domain. Her influence influenced those other servants that ultimately influenced Naaman to get healed and so on and so forth. But God wants us to take dominion in every domain. Leave no stone uncovered. Amen? To where our influence, not the influence of the wicked, but our influence. And it don't come through strife. It don't come through arguing. It don't come through, you know, any of that foolishness. It comes, you know, the seed is in the fruit. You know, in every fruit there's a seed. The seed of the word is in the fruit of the spirit. Let me say it again. The seed of the word is in the fruit. You can preach without saying a word. And when you need to, you can get behind the pulpit with a microphone. But your life, see, you sow the seed through the fruit. Unless you need to use words. People need to see your life. When they see and they behold, they interact with you, you have to be Bible thumping them. You're preaching to them already. Then you get them to a place where you now they're willing to hear your testimony. I remember when you were. Amen. Let's go to another one. Well, let me give you a couple of things here on how the enemy comes to try to take you out of your territory. When you start to gain that territorial influence, watch out, because he's coming to try to take you out, try to get you off your bean patch, and try to run you from your territory. Number one, he'll use the inability, your inability to handle turbulent situations. If you can't handle turbulent situations, the enemy can run you off what is rightfully yours. And you know what? The moment you leave from that spirit dimension, you lose your territorial influence. You lose your position, your crown, you lose your throne. In fact, you lose everything God wants to give to you. You can lose it. Tell somebody, make a choice. Stay in your territory. God told Isaac to go to Gerar. He told him to go, and he said, I want you to sow. Let me give you that quick story here. He told Isaac to go to Gerar, and there Abimelech, I believe it was, saw his wife, and he did the same thing his father did. Said his wife was his sister out of fear. Somebody say fear.
Fear.
Scared. He was scared. And out of fear, he was on lock. God sent him there for a purpose, but he was on lock because of fear. When Abimelech saw that was his wife, and he put out a decree that no one was to touch him or his wife, do him no harm, fear left him. He sowed in the midst of all that turbulence, in the midst of a famine. But see, fear was blocking him from what God had purposed for him in that territory. But when he got rid of fear and he sowed, he was the only one to reap a hundredfold in that same year, in that same territory. In other words, God made Isaac a star seed. There's three types of seed. There's the dust, there's the sand, and there's the star. Three types of seed that Abraham was promised. I'll make your seed like the dust of the earth, the sand by the seashore, and the stars of the sky. Dust seed are the seed that somehow or another Satan has access to their life. He's been given to eat of the dust. Those that don't grow, those that stay in strife, those that stay in familiarity, those that stay in the flesh, those that stay in carnality. They're saved, but they stay in carnality. That's the dust seed. And remember, the serpent was given access to the dust. Dust thou shalt eat. Amen? That's the carnal nature of man. But then you have the sand by the seashore. Those are difficult too, because you can't build on sand. It's always shifting. Those that are not mature, that are blown about by every wind of doctrine. You know, on the beach, when the wind blows, the sand shifts. The sand will shift on you. So he said, you're going to have seed like the dust and like the sand. But I'm going to give you another seed. I'm going to give you a star seed. You know, it's an interesting thing about the stars. The stars determine seasons. You know, let's say the Little Dipper, you can see that from here at different times. Let's say in the summertime. We can have some very unusual weather and it be cold here, but yet the Big Dipper is up there. So whether it's cold, feeling like winter or not, I know it's summertime, because the stars determine the season. And he said, I'll make your seed like the stars. Now, here's where we really cross over, because when we become that star seed, we determine seasons. You start to have territorial influence and things start to evolve around you and what God's purpose is in your life. Times change, environments change, atmospheres change because of you. Star seed. Star seed is what leads those that can't see. Those in the dark, they follow the star. The enemy will try to take you out of your territory if you have an inability to handle turbulent situations. Number two, I'll give you this real quick. The enemy will try to take you out of your territory through the breaking of covenant relationships. The breaking of covenant relationships. That's a tough one, because, you know, when people walk away from you that are in covenant, God forbid, that are in covenant, it exposes you to the enemy's attack. You get exposed. That's why we got to develop and get the right people around us. You know, marriage, let me just talk about that a moment if I may. But the marriage relationship is of vital importance for we that are married. Because that relationship will secure your territorial governing authority on your life. If that breaks down, I'm telling you, the devil's coming. When that breaks down, here he comes. Hello? If he can destroy that home and that relationship and that covenant there, you got trouble. You got trouble. And I'm going to tell you something. The brakes will hold up on finance. It'll hold up on revelation. You know, we might be parroting stuff, but ain't nothing happening. The devil laughed. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? So we have to protect those covenant relationships. But that's all right. It's true. It's true. Because the breaking of those relationships expose us. Let me give you one more. Well, let me say this to you as leaders, and some of you already know, but stay away from anyone that does not recognize the grace of God on your life. Stay away. Stay away. Don't go near them. You know why? You get them close to you, they're close to you, but they ain't connecting with you. They're not connecting with you. Sometimes they want the ride. They want something. If you want to stay in your territory and have that territorial influence, you have to guard your covenant relationships, because our covenant relationships are for our protection. That's what protects us. Covenant in the land, that's what protects us. They'll guard us against the enemies in the land. Here, they'll guard you against the enemies in the land. Covenant relationship. You know, when a father has arrows in his quiver, not arrows on the shelf, you know, not broken arrows, not arrows, you know, in the garage, but in the quiver. In other words, arrows that are accessible, that he can use in a moment. Not just arrows that you can't find. Where are my arrows at? No, the ones that you can use. Sons. Now you can go and wage war at the gate. Enemy ain't coming no further. Covenant relationships protect us. Without that, our voice is not heard. Amen? One more. There must be a fresh water supply. Drinking from your father's well will keep you in a territory for a long, long time. Isaac, they redug the wells that Abraham had dug. Drinking from that water supply, that fresh water supply, will keep you in the land for a long, long time. Let me say this to you, too, as leaders, and we all experience this. We cannot allow the contentions of people and conflicts from people to remove the peace from in our soul. Peace is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's a weapon. Come on, I say it's a weapon. We bruise Satan's head with peace. We bruise him with peace. You stop a whole lot of stuff with peace. But we cannot allow the contentions and conflicts of people to steal our peace, to draw you into some foolishness. Because the devil's trying to steal from you. And he don't have to steal all your money. All he has to do is get your words, get you to say something, and he's coming back at you with it. They always tried to trap Jesus in with his word, just to get him to say a word. And in the land where we're in the dimension to conquer, our words are important, vitally important. Tell somebody, guard your soul. People conflicts can short-circuit what you are supposed to do for God. Getting into strife with people. Move away from contention. I don't mean I'm scared of you. I'm ruled by a higher law. I can't fight you there. Now, maybe one day when I wasn't saved, I might fight you there. But I have a primary assignment, and this has encompassed my life, and I can't fight you there. If there's going to be a fight, it's going to be between you and God. You're going to have to fight my battle here, because I can't go there with you, because it'll mess me up. I'll miss the mark, and there's too many people depending on me. I got a generation following me, and I can't afford to get into this foolishness with you. You're letting the devil in. I'm just going to have to guard myself. I have to be silent around you. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it, but you're not pulling me into that mess. Listen, we all learn that stuff. I've learned from getting into that stuff. And then here you are drained and empty, and they go on their merry way. Because they're not held to that higher standard. They go on their merry way, and here you are empty and drained, and God ain't talking to you now. Guard your heart, leader. Competent leader, guard your heart. We're not spooky as serpents. God has taught us. Amen. We don't get in every conversation. We don't talk about certain subjects. I'm not laughing at everything. Jesus said, all things are lawful, but all things are not expedient. I sanctify myself for you. There's a grace that's on your life, greater grace. We've got to learn how to move in it, how to embrace it, how to let it govern us, because we've come out of the wilderness into the land of the giants, and every giant got a target on them. And every battle, everything from here on is going to be battles, but God has equipped us. I love what Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once. Huh? Let us go up. Let's not hesitate. Let us go up at once. God has given us a word. And then he said, for we are well able. There's a grace upon us that's beyond what we see. It's a grace upon us. See, that grace is on the inside of us, and we have to let it outwork in our life. But it'll never outwork unless you take the giants on. When you come up against that impossibility, then the supernatural starts to operate. But if you stand back in the shadow, what has God got to work with? But it's when you face those giants. I don't necessarily know how God's going to do it, but I'm facing it. I'm going to run to the roar, because God's given me a grace. We continue in Seven Dimensions of Conquest. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.